Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe says the additional electricity will come from a range of sources, including solar, wind, and natural gas, but it'll only be available late next year. Mantashe says the private energy producers are investing 45 billion rands in the projects. In the meantime, he adds, Eskom will improve its infrastructure to try to end the blackouts. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, says energy analyst and former Eskom manager Ted Blom, who's adamant South Africa remains on course for disaster.
Eskom's current CEO talks about up to 70 days, 64 to 70 days of load shedding this winter, which is in a couple of weeks' time, and this summer, which is a little bit further away. That's a cost of trashing businesses, GDP in South Africa, of over 350 billion rand.
Blom called for independent power firms to generate electricity back in 2008 when the outages began. He says the government's sudden desire to now use private energy companies leaves him wondering.
What we're seeing now is unfortunately very suspect, because the renewable parts of it don't address the peak demands of our economy, come at an immense cost. I mean, the big window won.
He says a few people are going to get very rich by selling expensive power to the state, which will then pass the cost on to consumers. And given all the corruption in South Africa in the past few decades, the deals are deeply concerning. South African Federation of Trade Unions chief Zwelin Zima Vavi says his organization could not be more opposed to privatization of any part of the electricity supply.
We regard energy just like oxygen, water, education, healthcare, all of those basket of the most fundamental areas of human life, to be issues that should be provided by the state itself. Mainly because
what's at play here, says Vavi, is not a caring strategy by the government to end South Africa's electricity woes.
We see all of these announcements from the minister, now by the president, to be a consistent step of taking energy away from the hands of the public and handing it over to the hands of the private sector to maximize profit.
While Blom supports privatization of parts of the energy grid, like Vavi, he's extremely suspicious of the money involved. He also doesn't trust Eskom's motives in agreeing to pay a much higher price for coal from Australian mining company South 32. Eskom says not paying the higher price, which hasn't been made public, could plunge the country into an even worse energy crisis. Blom says he's been given insight into the numbers involved, and they're massively inflated.
I feel so strongly about this, about the lack of transparency, the opaqueness, the lack of an open tender, etc., that I commit myself that within the next 7 days, I will personally lay a charge against the incumbents of that transaction at the Sandton Police Station under the Prevention of Corruption Act. I am so furious about the ongoing corruption at Eskom that I will...
Eskom denies any corruption, and the government says all its business with independent power producers will be clean, just like the energy it expects them to supply. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.